Hi, welcome to Soul Time, a podcast devoted to preserving the folk wisdom and folk healing in its many variations. I'm Shantae, and I'm so happy you decided to join us. So I'm the founder of Soul Care U, an online university that focuses on empowerment and healing. I'm also the founder and creator of a Sacred Healers Apprenticeship Program. And this is a program that I created to support those who are called to the shamanic arts at the very beginning of their journey and ready to take one of those first steps into deepening and healing from the inside out. So my conversations with other healers started out as a way to bring my apprentices some information, a variety of healing modalities, and to see what other healers were doing in the community. I don't know everything, and I wanted my apprentices to really get a broad view of how they could begin to support their communities. So Soul Time was born because the interviews were so rich and so amazing, I wanted to share it with everyone. So thanks for joining me, and I look forward to you continuing to return and hear what we have to share. Peace and love. Enjoy the show. Hi, this is Shantae, and we are here for another conversation of Soul Time. I'm so excited to have our guest today, Jess Kovach, as she is going to be talking to us about the rose tent, the red tent, ceremony with young girls, and just whatever else shows up on our radar today. So welcome, Jess.
Oh, thank you, Shantae. I am so honored to be a guest here and to sit with you in this space and talk.
Awesome. I'm really glad you're here. So Jess is the co-founder of the Rose Tent, which we will talk about in a little bit. And she's also a yoga instructor for children, which I find that to be really, really special. I often see adults in yoga class, and maybe one teenager might kind of filter in, but I don't often see kids in yoga. So I know this is kind of off the cuff, but what's that experience like for you sharing yoga with children?
Oh my goodness. It is so inspiring. I feel that almost like if you get children out in nature, they just kind of know what to do, right? So when you introduce the concept of yoga to them and what this is, you can just, they just naturally know how to unfold and even begin to really tap into meditation. And yeah. I feel like it's just a great way for them to release a lot of what they're going through the process of growing. And it's incredible to just watch them naturally. It's like they already know yoga. They just have to remember it again. So it's been really eye-opening for me.
Oh, that is really, that's cool, because it's funny that you said they already know yoga, because it's like we all know it. But I feel like when we get into our adult mind, we have all these limitations in our head. Oh, I can't do that. Or like there's all these barriers where it feels like children would just wouldn't have those barriers. Absolutely. They would just do.
Right? They do what their body is calling for them to do, and they're naturally going to, you know, express that in the way that feels good to them. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for kind of hanging out with that. Oh, you're welcome. So this conversation today, for those of you who are listening, is really, we were a little behind the scenes peek. We were just laughing and talking, you know, both of us were a little bit nervous about just diving into this conversation. And I said, you know, we're not going to talk in a linear fashion. We're really going to honor the feminine in her ability to spiral and to allow for the flow and for the freedom of no structure in a way. So if it feels like we're jumping all around, we are. And we're just, we're going to give ourselves permission to be in that space. Jess has, she has that energy since I met her about maybe a year ago, I think.
just has that fun, fairy-like energy for me. And so it's not surprising that I've already kind of entered into this giggly, girly, very, I'm just going to say princess-like energy, where it's just, you want to flutter around and you float from one, it's like a butterfly floating from one plant to the other. And so I'm just excited to kind of play in our virtual garden, which is something that we both share, our love for nature and our gardens and our flowers and just all that amazing stuff. So with that little introduction, I was looking on your website called Spirit Scouts Collective. And so tell me about that in general. Like, what is that Spirit Scouts Collective?
So the vision of the Spirit Scouts Collective is one that I do share with my soul sister, Amber Melendi. And this is the vision for all of these healing communities, these conscious communities, to come together, right? To hear that overall calling of uniting back together through all of the healing circles that are happening in our community in various ways.
Yeah.
And it's kind of based on this quote, this old prophecy, and I'll just paraphrase it. And it's an ancient people's quote that basically said, you know, when the earth has been ravaged or is really hurting, there will be a new tribe of people that begin to hear the call. And they will come from all different backgrounds and experiences, and they will bring humanity back into balance and the earth back into balance. And I feel like it's happening. You know, it's really starting to happen. People are they're hearing that call to come back and listen to that ancient wisdom. And so that is really the vision of the Spirit Scouts Collective.
I love that. And I remember reading that on the website. And there was another piece to that that connected it back to the Rainbow Tribe. And I am a big believer, follower, and believe myself to be a part of that Rainbow Tribe. Just the collection and the beautiful tapestry of people that are showing up on the planet to do this most amazing work, especially in supporting our young girls and our children. Mm-hmm. So I am happy to be your sister in this rainbow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. So what drew you to hearing the call?
Yes. I guess, you know, I feel like I've heard the call for a long time, and I have a career where I'm on the road as a sound technician, and I kind of didn't listen to it for a long time. I said, when I'm in my later years, I'm gonna really listen to that call. And it kept getting louder and louder. And it's like, you know what? I'm gonna start taking some time more at home to build this, because it needs to happen now. Mm. And I just always remember being one of those people that you know, to me, like, what? There's no way I can make a difference, or if the timing's not right, like, I totally would try to talk myself out of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like a series of a few things happen. Like, the people that cross your path are amazing teachers. And I met Lynn and Lisa, who introduced me to Women's Circles in the Red Tent. And also through that process of doing my own healing, I went to Amber's yoga teacher training, and just really started healing myself. And once I got to a place where I could start to offer some of that wisdom back, carrying that light that they had given me, to offer it back to our community.
Yeah.
So I think that, that's kind of just, it got louder and louder, that call that, you know, I cannot turn away from this any longer. This is the time.
Yes. I love that. It's interesting that the stories, the paths are so familiar with people, women and men, that are out here creating these sacred spaces, creating these circles, offering this wisdom back. The journey seems to be, yep, I was in my own healing. And okay. Once I had got to a point in my healing journey where I felt like I could share from a more healed space, then I began to do that. Then the ideas really began to show up and the offerings began to appear to how can I begin to give back so much that I received from these particular modalities or these circles or these people or these ideologies. So, yep, I love that. So you mentioned the red tent in that little conversation. What is that?
So the red tent is this incredible movement that's happening all over the world, right? I mean, there are red tents in almost all countries. We have one here in Orlando that is the one that I know the most dear to my heart. And it is a traveling red tent that shows up at different women's homes who would want to host it for the community. And it is a collective group of women where there is no one leader or two leaders. It's a collective. And it's a space where women can show up and come into this nurturing space just as they are. Whatever they've gone through, however they're looking that day, just come as you are, and you are going to be seen and heard and honored in any way that you feel, you know, that is going to support you. And this community has just been amazing to my healing process. And within that red tent community, this rose tent was birthed. You know, a lot of women wanted to offer this or bring this to their younger daughters, and it just felt like they needed their own space, right? Where they, as they're growing through this, they needed something different. And at some point, they will come to the red tent when they are older. And it was beautiful that it was birthed in that place of just nurturing.
So the red tent is a space for women to come and to be just as they are. And is there a book, The Red Tent? I feel like there's a book. Okay. And have you read that book?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Okay. And it goes back to like biblical times, and it tells the story of the women of that time period and their connection with nature and their connection with the natural rhythms of the earth and the cycles of the earth, and how, as our society, we have become so, you know, a lot of people have become out of tune with that.
Yeah.
And it's about bringing back that alignment to those natural rhythms.
I love that. And, yes, I believe every culture has their version of the red tent. Whatever it may not be called, the red tent, but it is a communal space for women to come. And I love that in that space, of what birthed was another space for young girls called the rose tent. So tell us about that, because I really want to understand that more and learn about that more.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. So the rose tent is a coming of age community for girls that are 8 and older. And it's really about infusing the parents into this process also with the girls as they're experiencing what is this circle, what does it mean to be in a collective with these other sisters, and to bring the mothers and the fathers into some of these circles so they can begin to have that experience with their daughters. The inspiration behind the rose tent comes from the rose, and she is a plant in my garden. I love meditating with. I feel she's such a good teacher. She's really deeply rooted, and when she's cared for and when she's nurtured, she can produce the most amazing blooms and blossoms that just inspire my heart.
Yeah.
And she still has these thorns, right? These healthy boundaries that remind us to honor what she is and allowing her to be uniquely her to have those blossoms. And that's really why we call it the Rose Tent, is the inspiration of the rose and these girls that are beginning to bud and start to grow. And what do we need to cultivate to become their unique blossom?
Yeah.
Of who they are.
Oh, that was just wonderful. Oh, I love, you know how much I love the Aria Green Allies and her plants, and I just love taking that teaching of what that rose means to you and then allowing her to share this amazing community that is ready to be built. Mm. So yeah, that's rich stuff. That's cool. So you actually have these meetings, and you invite girls to come. And so what are some of the things that you do?
So some of the things that we do, so we do like programs, and it's where I am a co-teacher, mentors will guide them throughout this day that we spend together, which is usually 3 or 4 hours. And there's a series of in and out breaths, right? So we get them in the rhythm of this kind of natural ebb and flow. So we may have some activities where we are dancing, we're outwardly moving, we are doing yoga, a lot of out breath, and then when we go inward, we may go and find a plant and meditate with that plant, or do some inward journaling. And so we have lots of crafts and also a lot of ways for them to move their bodies, and asking them a lot of questions that will kind of guide them to start, start asking this, I never thought of that kind of questions, of just, that sense of wonder, trying to just inspire that in them. And the mother and daughter circles are beautiful. They created like a shared journal that they would pass back and forth. And the father or male role model and daughter circle was incredible just to watch watch them invite these men into the circle and singing these songs together and seeing that they can too be emotionally vulnerable to share how they're feeling or what's coming up for them. It was really an incredible, just an incredible experience.
Wow. it sounds so rewarding. I know, I worked with girls a long time, and one of the things that I most enjoyed with them was creating different circles where we would do different activities, because it seemed like it was in those spaces that they didn't have to kind of be an adult. Like they didn't have a lot of responsibility. They could really just sink into their little girlness. And so it was okay to play. And I worked with older girls, like maybe 14, 15, 16, and a lot of them had grown up so fast and they forgot what it was like to just play. And some of them didn't have that when they were a child. So I love that you're creating, and you've created this community where you allow girls to be little and to be a part of that experience. At the same time, they have a community that they can grow up in and be supported by each other and then the mentors. And so that's kind of a question I have. When you were younger, did you have mentors?
So I feel like, my grandmothers were definitely a really strong family element and mentor for me. They were probably the strongest. So I feel like I carry them with me and a lot of, the things that they taught me are just holding that space with one another and talking or going out and harvesting herbs for tea. I carry that with me, but I feel like these are some new traditions also that I feel like we're creating. Like I think of what would it have been like if I would have had a girl's circle to go to know that what I'm going through physically, my body, my emotions, all of this stuff, like they're going through it too. It's not just me. And this is natural. This is totally healthy. And in some ways, I wish I would have had that circle guided by mentors to just help me through that process.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, yeah, my grandmother too was much more of a mentor figure. I only saw her maybe once or twice a year when we were visiting or she was visiting us. But the time she was here, she just wasn't like a parent. She was different, and mentors are different. They're not necessarily our parents, and they hold a special place and a different place in our hearts. And so that's really cool. And I feel like that's the folk wisdom piece. You know, that folk wisdom and that folk medicine is what we pass down from generation to generation. It's what we kind of learn, not so much from reading about it, but what we learn through experiencing and through tapping in. And it feels like that's exactly what you're creating. You're teaching the girls how to tap in. So yeah, how do you kind of let the girls and teach the girls how to tap in to themselves?
Right. Mm-hmm. So a big part of the activities that we do and some of the questions that we ask are about starting to tune into that intuition, that inner wisdom of ancient knowing that each one of us has from the moment we come here. And it's pretty incredible to just watch them begin to ask those questions to their own inner wisdom and their own knowing. And when they get that really clear answer, it's like, wow, you know, that's in me.
Yes.
It's pretty incredible to just watch that happen. And a lot of times we'll do that just, you know, through simple activities of harvesting, you know, a flower from the garden and actually having a dialogue with that plant and asking it, is this okay if I have this beautiful blossom? And they'll feel it in their body. Is it a yes or a no? Mm. And it's just really beautiful to just see them begin to trust that wisdom, trust their bodies, and starting to explore like who they are.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, this is where it starts. This is how the traditions began, and how they can take this information and then pass it on as they get older to the girls in their community, whether it's their own or their neighbors or whomever they decide.
Yes.
So one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about is just the importance of ceremony to our girls, and maybe even giving an example of a simple ceremony that maybe some of our listeners don't be listening to that they could do with their girls, whether it's their students or their Girl Scouts or their own children. That would be great.
Absolutely. So I feel like ceremonies are so important, because they give us a place to unplug from the normal everyday activities that we're doing. And we get to go into a place, a sacred place, where something different can happen. You know, you can have experience things at a different level. And I feel for girls especially, it gives them a place, sense of place in the community or in the circle that they're in. And also self-worth. They feel like they are a part of something bigger and they can still be themselves. And so simple ceremony, you know, for us at the end of each rose tent, we come into circle, and it's really important. We'll usually like take a few deep breaths together to just really let anything out that we need to release. And we call in the directions as a way to just honor the woman line behind us, all of our lineage, all women in the world, all people in the world, and also the place that we're standing in, this actual place we're in right now, sharing, we become very present. And something as simple as each girl being able to light a candle and maybe putting it like in a sand altar, right? Or a sand bowl. And she can put her wish for the world, her wish for that circle, or her wish for herself as an intention. And then to watch all of those candles glowing, and maybe we'll put one in the center as this is our unity candle. This is the candle that now connects us all. And when we leave here, we're going to still keep this energy and this connection between all of us.
Nice.
And so, yes.
Wow.
So that would be like a simple, circle that anyone could do to really connect to one another.
Yeah. And not, for me, it's like listening to that, it's like, wow, it's not just about connecting with one another, but connecting with those who came before us. Connecting with those who have not yet come. Connecting to our visions and our dreams. You know, it's more dreams at that age. It's like connecting to our dreams. I mean, how often do we as adult women and men look back at what we dreamed when we were children? But to have those dreams in a ceremony, to me, just amplifies it that much more.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is good stuff. So are you going to be journeying to create some more rose tent experiences for the Orlando community in 2018?
Yes. So I'm really feeling called to bring a couple of mother-daughter circles to our community, like in March and April, where we can come together as women and girls and just support one another and really put our intentions together in ceremony. And I also am feeling really called to bringing some summer day camps to the community for girls, in June and July. So I'm going to start visioning that out and getting those dates out probably in the next, month or two.
Oh, that sounds really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, our girls need stuff to do over summer for sure. And that mother-daughter connection is so amazing. And, I know we're about to wrap up, but I just thought about something in this conversation about a friend of mine is doing a retreat in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she's focusing on is the wounds that show up between women. How we can be very competitive and very angry with one another, and kind of in that jealousy, really having that shadows aspect of jealousy and envy showing up between us. And it feels like this is what Malidoma Sommé would say, is this is what you're doing is one of those positive injections that you put into a system, like a positive virus that you put into a system that helps to eradicate it. So it feels like as you're working with the girls, you're helping to heal those deep wounds between women. And by starting at this age, you're injecting this positive virus into the system that is wounded, right? And as they grow and as they mature, they're going to remember their connection to their sister as being a connection to sister that's more in love and one that can be sharing, and then creating a whole new generation of women that don't have to compete, right, against each other. And of course, because we know time really doesn't exist, it helps the women now. That virus is in the whole system. So it's helping the women now in supporting our healing of our wounds between us. So I don't know, that just kind of floated in and I wanted to just put that out there.
Definitely. And I feel like my wish for these girls and even the women, even the mothers that are coming or the women that come to the Red Tent, you know, my wish for them is that they will carry that with them. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll carry that sacred space and share that with someone else. So just like you're saying, it will continue to spread as this positive light that we all have inside of us.
Yeah. Hmm. What an amazing conversation. Such
so good.
Such soul time. I'm so grateful to know you, to journey with you on this earth plane, to create medicine through story and beyond. Is there anything that you would like to say or to share that we didn't cover?
So, yeah, there's actually two things, and I'll kind of make them kind of short so I know we're wrapping up. I really feel like the moon time with the girls is really important to start opening that dialogue. And we really ask them a lot of questions that they can start to open up about it and show them this beautiful moon time basket and talk about self-care. And this is the calling of the earth to the natural rhythm of her becoming a woman and journeying in that direction. So I feel like that's a really important part of also the rose tent of just making, you know, holding that space for them to be heard and seen as they're going through this journey.
Yes. And for those who don't know what you mean when you say moon time, we're talking about a girl's menses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. So good. And just building that relationship with the moon, and we make these moon journals where they can chart how they're feeling and starting to develop that, you know, I'm part of this natural rhythm. I am part of this. So
yeah.
Feels good.
Yes, it does.
And I think this is like really me going out on a limb a little bit, but I'm going to just, the calling's there, so I'm listening.
Okay.
I feel like I want to share a song, and I am not a singer normally, but you know what? I'm going to sing this for you. And this was shared from a girl that came to the Rose Tent, and she shared this, and I carry this song with me always from her. So, it goes like this. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing our heart song. This is family. This is unity. This is celebration. This is sacred.
Thank you.
Thank
I love
you.
That. I love that song. I'm sure I'm going to be bringing it to my circles with the women that I work with. And so, again, another injection of positive virus in the system so that we can all heal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jess, thank you for spending this morning with me.
Thank you
soul
so
time.
Much,
you are so welcome. My heart and spirit is so full and light. And I mentioned one of the calls I had. I said, talking with her was like, you know, a warm summer day. And talking with you is like frolicking through the garden. That's what it was like. Aww. It was just like frolicking and like Mayday Playday. When I was a child, one of my favorite days at school was wrapping the maypole and just dancing and really enjoying being a girl. And thank you for bringing that energy and essence to me, to my space this morning, and to my heart. Thank you.
Yes, my heart is so full. Thank you.
You are welcome. So thank you for joining us this day with Soul Time. I look forward, listeners, to any comments you have about our conversation today. And if you are looking to find out more about the Rose Tent, the Red Tent, and other things that Jess and her partner are doing, go to spiritscouts.com. Is that correct?
They can go to rosetent.com and it will link you directly to there. Yeah.
Okay. So rosetent.com.
Also.
Okay. Yeah. On Facebook. So I'll be sure to add all those links in the description of this conversation so you can reach out to Jess and follow what she's doing and stay abreast. And maybe even talk to her about starting something in your community, a red tent or a rose tent. I'm sure she could give you some guidance on that too. So thank you again, everyone. And thank you, Jess, for joining me.
Thank
Bye.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.